Yeah, no, the kids executed really well. They played phenomenal football. We have that reverse play in that we put in last week to Brock. Ran against Winterset really well. Ran it twice tonight for big plays. We had Gavin on a pass out of the backfield that we just kind of worked on and installed. I think we ran it once in practice this week, and it worked out well in the game. You know, Tyson's an explosive guy. Ethan McNeil had a couple big plays after his fumble. We had a lot of young guys step up big for us in the backfield, not just Tyson. You know, Tyson had a great game, and that was good to see.
Talk about the turnover right at the start of the second half there.
That was not planned.
I'm sure it wasn't.
The plan was, and Hayden executed excellently. We didn't want to kick it to Higginbotham because he's great in the return game. He housed one against Hoover. So I just stood at the 30. I'm like, kick it at the 30. I'm going to stand there. You can't miss me. I look like the Michelin Man, big and white. Like, put it down there in the 30. And we were just going to, like, have them either try to fair catch it there or rally and make a tackle. The next thing I know, I'm like, the ball's on the ground, and there's Colin Rudy. That Colin's reliable, dependable, outstanding kid hustling down there, and he fought for the ball and came up with it, and it was huge to come out in the second half with that.
Coach, it was 14-7 with about 4 minutes to go in the first half, and I thought, well, here's a nice time to have a nice long drive and end this thing. There ended up being, I think, five more possessions after that and three more scores. But you got it back, and then that last drive, and obviously you pulled out the play you just referenced there with Brock on the nice counter sweep, and it just executed perfectly and set you up for that last score, which was huge.
Yeah, they did. Jack Mueller does a really good job with Donnie over there that we got a fake like we're running toss the weak side, draw them all over, because we run toss a lot that way, and teams are keying on it, so we have to have something to hold those backside linebackers and safeties. And those guys did a phenomenal job blocking on that half that we worked it in practice. We've worked on it, and our scout team defends it every time. I get so upset. Like, it's not going to work. And no, they executed it really well. We executed probably three plays tonight that those guys did a phenomenal job up front and in the backfield, and just make me look a little bit better because they're doing great out there. I don't do much. Yeah. So, no, it was really great to see.
Yeah, and obviously they answered you after you got that early score after the kick turnover. So it's still, you know, at that point, you still got to do some work, and you go do it. I mean, you get the run there from Gavin, and then I thought that's when your defense started to complement your offense as well to put it away.
Yeah, I think that's just the biggest difference where you don't have to play guys both ways. You know, in that second half, the third quarter, fourth quarter, that we're fortunate enough, healthy enough at the moment, that we got enough guys that are stepping up in big roles, that have grown into being seniors, gotten picked on those years, that we don't have to play guys both ways, and it comes out huge for us.
5-1, homecoming win feels good. What do you do now to here to prepare for Creston?
We got to get tougher up front. They're good. They're physical. I don't care what their record is. When a rivalry game comes around, you got to come up because anything can happen, that we got to be ready to go next week.